Les amis, c'est avec un grand, grand plaisir qu'on a une nouvelle fois avec nous le très, très grand guitariste et non moins grand producteur Simone Mularoni qui vient nous présenter le nouvel album de DGM qui est disponible depuis quelques jours, toujours via le label Frontiers Records. On a grand plaisir à avoir une nouvelle fois avec nous sur Vinyl Time dans la stride Simone Mularoni. Hello Simone, thanks for accepting my invitation. It's a great pleasure to speak, to see you again in France on Vinyl Time to speak about life.
Thanks for having me. And I understood pretty much everything you said in French. So I'm improving my French probably.
So Simone, thank you so much for accepting my invitation. It's a great pleasure to speak again with a new DGM who is coming since a couple of days now. It's a great one. Congratulations again, because like so many times right now, the band is so fantastic and the song is coming. It's again a great, great job. So what do you feel now? Because the CD is totally on different shop and so on and so on. So now you share everything with a lot of people. I see a lot of feedback now. So what is your feeling? And after that, we speak about acoustic session, I think, pretty sure.
Yeah. Well, as you can imagine, every time we put out an album, it's always a lot of like, we're always anxious about the reaction of the listeners, because, you know, we've been working on the album for years now, and we're the only one who listens to the song. So we really hope that people, it's enjoying. So we're always anxious, you know, like, oh, will they hate it? Will they say good thing, bad thing? And you, of course, you always have haters. You always have every kind of feedbacks. But so far, it's been a fantastic reaction. I mean, people is loving the album and all the songs, and all the interviews are great. So it's a good start, indeed.
Ah ouais, vous avez compris, hein, comment on en discutait tout de suite. On a ouvert la page de l'album Life qui est disponible via le label Frontiers Records depuis le 17 novembre, donc il y a quelques jours. Juste la première question, comment on se sent Simone, hein, puisque pour le coup, nouvel album, puisque le dernier on en parlait, hein, c'était Tragédique Séparation qui date un petit peu. Comme il le dit, c'est un album, on est toujours un peu dans l'attente, dans la surprise, dans ce qui va se passer. Il a eu beaucoup de bons feedbacks, les interviews se sont bien passées, les gens sont bien revenus vers eux. Il y a eu vraiment du très très bon. Et puis cet album, il est fantastique une nouvelle fois. Disponible en fin d'année, hein. C'est un album à mettre pour Noël, hein, sous le sapin, parce qu'il est vraiment très très bon. Et Simone, I just said we have to put for Christmas this fantastic new release, because it's coming on November, December, Christmas it's coming in 1 month, and I think it's a fantastic gift, because it's coming on CD, on vinyl, and again, this is a very good job, because we have so many things, we have so many words regarding the song who is coming. Of course, since 2020, the COVID period and so on, I think you have pretty sure a lot of things to put on the records. By this one, Life, it's coming with so many great songs, in fact. It looks like maybe the most important record since the beginning of DGM. It looks like a new life, in fact.
Yeah, I don't know, man, if it's the most important, but to me, every album, every artist always says that the last album is the best. Of course, it's a classic. I don't want to say that, because I'm not objective enough, you know, to review my own stuff. But for sure, every time we do an album, we put like 1,000% in terms of efforts. And we're not a band that, you know, we're not a band that have an idea and just put it on the album. Usually if we choose 10 songs, it means that we deleted 100 other songs that we didn't like, you know, because we really care about the quality, and we try to maintain the quality standards high, for us at least. And that's why sometimes it takes a few more years, you know, because I will hate to put out an album that I'm not satisfied 100%. And that's why, I mean, this album was written during the pandemic, so we had way more time not playing live. Yeah. And we were at home all the time, and that's why I wrote a lot of material. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I think it's a next step, a natural step for us after Tragic Separation.
Mm-hmm. Ben voilà, comme on le disait, alors l'album, il est sorti, vous l'avez compris, le 17 novembre. Il y a Noël qui arrive. Alors, il est sorti en CD, en vinyle. C'est l'occasion. Alors, moi, je disais que c'était vraiment un super album. Alors, peut-être le début d'une nouvelle vie. Mais comme le dit Simonet, il y a toujours du bon. Il faut sortir des albums à 110% parce que, voilà, il y a de la qualité chez DGM. Hein, c'est vraiment la qualité, le son, le travail. C'est vraiment très, très fort. Et puis, il sort après la période de Covid, vous l'avez compris, où tous les groupes ont eu beaucoup plus de temps pour préparer leurs titres, préparer du matériel, de partager. Et là, pour le coup, ce live, il est vraiment un très, très grand album. Alors, on va parler des différents titres, mais vous allez voir, les amis, qu'il y a des choses différentes dans l'approche avec live, parce qu'il y a des morceaux qui sont quand même très, très, très particuliers. Et puis, on va tout de suite demander à Simonet, pourquoi avoir un petit peu changé l'approche via DGM. Simonet, I just said, this one is a new one, really fantastic. And on it, you provide 10 new songs. With a little bit a different approach, because we start with the song we call "Unravel the Soul," with very long, very slow, and we coming with keyboards, and it's coming after 2 minutes. Your singers, of course, start, and of course, Mark come back with a large vocals, but it's very new approach because it's very dark. Sometimes it's very atmospheric, and I think this is maybe the key for the new live album. Because this is clearly something a little bit new for DGM, in fact, huh?
Absolutely. I mean, when we started writing this new album, we thought, okay, what can we do different? You know, because we were feeling that we were stagnating and staying in the same style for a few albums. And we started putting a little bit difference. You know, until a few years ago, every time I was writing a riff, a song, I was always searching for this complicated, super technical riffs because I enjoyed it much. But lately I've been focusing more on trying to writing good songs. So sometimes it's like more open with more keyboards and less difficult guitar playing. Sometimes it's more like with acoustic guitar. And also our taste changes during the year. So in a few years ago, we were all about like fast songs, double bass, you know, like more symphonic style. While nowadays we're more focused on the maybe more a different style, and it will change even in the future because, as I said in many interviews, during the lockdown, I had so many ideas that I wrote two albums. I wrote Life, of course, and another album, which will be out probably next year because we already recorded it. And it's even more different. You know, it's more like progressive, old school, with a lot of acoustic guitars, you know, mellotrons, old school stuff. Because, you know, during the years, you always change taste and you discover new bands. So I discovered a lot of new stuff. I became a fan, super fan of, for example, Porcupine Tree, you know, this new progressive scene. And I would love to mix my own style with that style. So I think Life, it's an album, a bridge album between the old, more heavy stuff towards the more progressive experimental stuff that we will do in the future. So I think that you're right. There are a couple of new elements. But in the end, it's always trying to write a good song, no matter what it is, more technical, less technical. With more solos, less solos, or whatever. So it's always down to writing a good melody, a good song, you know?
And it's a great pleasure to hear this teen song because it's so different. And not only, like you said, very catchy or very speed or something like that, that clearly will surprise me. Wow. That's really, really interesting album is coming. Comme je disais à Simonet, donc il y a vraiment cet album live. Alors vous l'avez compris, durant il a découvert plein de trucs, ils ont partagé plein de trucs, et puis ils ont écrit deux albums, donc live qui est disponible, qu'on découvre depuis fin novembre, et puis différents extraits. Et il y aura bien sûr après donc un nouvel album qui sortira l'année prochaine, qui est voilà, ils ont eu le temps d'enregistrer, d'écrire deux albums tellement ils avaient des idées. Et puis vraiment, moi je vous invite à le découvrir parce que cet album il est vraiment un petit peu différent. Par exemple, le premier morceau dont on parle, mais on va parler aussi de Eve, par exemple, ou d'autres titres de cette même veine, amène quelque chose de différent et c'est beaucoup plus, voilà, c'est démarrage très, très calme, très, très posé. Et le chant de Basile arrive seulement que 2 minutes au début et c'est quand même extraordinaire. Et puis, comme le dit Simonet, bah, ils ont moins joué le côté progressif, la technique, même s'ils adorent ça. Et puis, avec le temps libre, il a aussi découvert des groupes comme Porcupine Tree, qui est un très très bon album, un très bon groupe, pardon, et ça permet aussi de mélanger. Donc, on parlait du morceau Unravel the Sorrow, qui était le premier, un des titres qui a été partagé. Il y a eu aussi To the Core et Anne Simone, maybe a few words about one of these surprise me totally. It's called Eve.
Yeah, the
It carries,
instrumental.
yeah, it carries the instrumental with coming, maybe at. It looked like a, I don't know, a respiration, I would like to say in French or something like that. You play a lot of songs, and just before we moving to the last end of the disc of the record, we create something instrumental, and everybody play like what he wants to play, in fact, no?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that song was not intended to be in the record because, it came out when I have a studio, a recording studio where I work every day, and I constantly buy new gear. So every month I have a new amp, a new something to work with. And I remember I bought a new amp. I mean, it was not new. It was an amp from 85, an old Marshall that I bought, and I had to test it. So I plugged my guitar and I started playing whatever, improvising. And that riff of the song Eve came out, and I liked it because it reminded me a lot of Steve Vai, the first Steve Vai songs. And I recorded it in my phone, and I never thought, oh, this is a DGM riff or whatever. I just thought it was cool, and I stored it in my phone. And then one day we were with all the other guys in DGM, we were hanging out, I don't remember, like recording some vocals or doing stuff. And I played the guy some new ideas. Well, what do you think? And my keyboard player told me, oh, this song is fantastic. We should do an instrumental. And I was like, I don't know. We never did that. We always do like songs with chorus, with Marco singing. And then he came up with some cool, like more different stuff, more fusion stuff in the solo section. And I thought in the end, I thought it was a great piece of music and I thought it was a great break, because DGM's albums usually are like, oh, 1 hour of fast stuff, a lot of notes. And then we thought, why don't we put like the instrumental so people can take a break and they can breathe and they can listen to a less chaotic thing, and especially everybody usually in progressive music, they always expect instrumentals to be super technical,
Yes.
while we, I think we did a more like melodic kind of instrumental that people, even people that don't listen to instrumental, they could enjoy it. That was my hope.
Definitely, definitely. This one is fantastic. Voilà, on parlait avec Simone d'un morceau qui est complètement instrumental qui s'appelle Eve. Vous avez compris. Donc, comme le dit Simone, bah, il achète du matériel, il achète toujours des choses et puis il a essayé un nouvel ampli. Un vieil ampli Marshall, il a plugué sa guitare, il a joué le morceau, il a joué le riff, et puis il a dit, tiens, ça sonne un peu Stevie Vai et tout. Il a partagé ça avec le reste du groupe, notamment avec Emmanuel Casali, le clavier. Puis Emmanuel a dit, ouais, c'est pas mal et tout, il faut le mettre et on va jouer là-dessus. Et puis en fin de compte, bah, ils ont fait un morceau instrumental, alors qui n'est pas l'instrumental technique comme on peut avoir sur certains bandes, hein, comme Dream Theater ou d'autres qui peuvent jouer un morceau très technique. Là, c'est vraiment un morceau plutôt rock, hard rock. Voilà, avec beaucoup de feeling à l'intérieur. Et franchement, ce morceau, il est incroyable. Et franchement, je vous invite une nouvelle fois à le découvrir parce que c'est un super, super, super morceau. Now, before we speak a little bit about acoustic, and you know what I mean, in a couple of minutes, Simone, I would like to move to the last one, No Romancer, with, look like, at the beginning, it's, again, Emanuele pose things. Clearly, the keyboard at the beginning, and it's very a strange one at the beginning. It looks like atmospheric, dark, and it's coming like DGM bands. So again, it is a new approach. Again, coming from, I don't know if it's coming from Emmanuel or for you or the band. I don't know, but again, this one is a very surprise because it looked like a new DGM start. What you said at the beginning of this interview.
Yeah, and that song is really special because, as you said, it's a different, yeah, it's keyboard, but I wrote it. And I wrote it right after I remember I went to a Porcupine Tree reunion show in Milan, and it was a sold out show with like 15,000 people, and they had all this great video video stuff during sync to the music, and they played a song which I don't remember the title, but it's the last song from the album Fear of the Blank Planet, which is a great album, and it's super dark and atmospheric, and I thought, oh, I need to write a song like that, because we always said, again, these like super fast songs, and we always missed like a big anthem, you know, like a big anthemic song with more dark feeling. So when I went home, I was super inspired by that song, and I wrote Neuromancer, and also the lyrics, because I was reading, of course, the William Gibson book Neuromancer, that's the same name. And it gave, when I while I was reading the book, it really, it's like my song was the soundtrack to that book, you know, like cyberpunk, you know, like dark, intricate stuff. And I thought, in the beginning, I thought, this is a different song from our style, so maybe people will not like it. You know, you're always afraid that people will not like something different. But now that the album is out, a lot of people wrote me, oh, that song is my favorite, because it's maybe why, maybe because it's different. You know, people like some of people like when you have something different. And again, even if it's low, dark, and a little bit different, it's always DGM sounding, in my
Yeah.
opinion. Because as soon as Marco sings, and maybe my solo, and maybe Emanuele, some type of sounds, it always creates that DGM sound that we have. So we really like trying new things, especially in the future. Now that this album is out and people understood that we want to try something different, we probably will move way more in experimenting more in different styles and in different genres.
Ah voilà, vous l'avez compris, les amis. Alors, le dernier morceau s'appelle. Alors, il y a plein de bons morceaux sur cet album, hein, parce que j'ai mis un peu le focus sur Une Rival The Sorrow. On parle de Ave parce que c'était un peu particulier. Et puis Neuromancer parce que c'est un morceau qui m'a beaucoup plu. Alors, comme le dit Simonet, voilà, ils ont. Alors, c'est un morceau qui démarre très calmement, c'est un peu dark. Et voilà, donc vous avez compris que tout venait dans l'esprit, dans la tête de Simonet quand il a été voir Porcupine Country en concert à Milan, complètement sold out. Il a vu ce début de ce titre et dit, ouais, ça c'est pas mal. Il a lu le bouquin et puis s'est dit, c'est la musique du film, c'est là que je veux aller. Et puis, comme on le dit, c'est quand même un morceau de DGM. Donc, la voix de Marc est fantastique. L'approche clavier d'Emmanuel, c'est du top. Et puis, voilà, c'est du DGM. Mais c'est aussi cette approche qui va changer, qui change un petit peu. Et c'est aussi ce qui est très, très bien chez. Très, très bien fait chez DGM, c'est que ces morceaux qui nous sont présentés sont vraiment voilà, surprenants, mais très, très bien faits. Simone, I remember when I listened the passage, the song's called Animal. And I think that during this part, I said, oh, something is moving or something is changing now on the approach of the band because it looks like a progressive band with moving on hard rock, heavy metal, dark music, something like that. Do you think this is a clear way of the band for the couple of months, year who is coming to surprise all the listener because we knows what we can make, we knows what is DGM coming, the progressive rock and so on. And by the way, you start to record after record to change a little bit your approach to provide something new and maybe to surprise everybody to say, wow, it's a mix of between hard rock, heavy metal, dark, and progressive and so on. It is clearly, oh, this is only one. This is DGM from Italia.
I mean, that's our main hope and goal, because, you know, first of all, we're not this big band, we're not doing millions with our music. So we ask to ourselves, why do we play music? Mainly because we have fun. And for us, it's no fun repeating the same song. You know, of course, we have a lot of people that listen to DGM because mainly, you know, of the Symphony X era, you know, I mean, when we were really inspired by those songs. But I realized that over and over, we were repeating the same, I mean, not the same song, of course, but the same style. And I was getting quite bored because, you know, like every time I was starting a new song, I was like, oh, but my background my listenings are not always the same. You know, one day I can listen to Michael Jackson pop record. The other day I might listen to King Crimson record. And the other day I might listen to Van Halen record. So I have all these different influences in my head. And sometimes, as you said, they come up in the song, of course, always trying to maintain a band's typical sound. But as you said perfectly, our main goal is to put different elements, little spice here and there. So you have maybe our hard rock riff, but then in the middle of the section of the solo, there's a, I don't know, like a dark passage or, and if that becomes a DGM trademark, that would be great because it means that we are free to do whatever we want and not relying or in, okay, DGM are supposed to play power metal stuff. I will became bored in probably 2 minutes, right? Because it's not the style that I listen anymore. And of course, you can have some power metal chorus, and then maybe you can have like a progressive stuff. I think that's the sense of playing progressive music. It's like trying out different elements and trying to combine them in the perfect way.
Ah voilà, comme le dit Simonet, alors moi je me rappelle de l'album The Passage, il y avait un morceau qui s'appelait Animal qui était déjà un petit peu différent. Et comme le dit Simonet, bah, voilà, l'idée, moi je pense aussi que le groupe va vers quelque chose de nouveau. C'est exactement là où il nous amène avec Life. On verra avec le prochain album, on réinvitera Simonet pour le coup pour en parler. Et puis, bah, voilà, effectivement, comme il le dit, on peut mélanger plein de. Un groupe de prog, il peut mélanger plein de choses, il peut mettre du hard rock, du heavy metal, faire quelque chose de propre, et puis de garder le même esprit et d'avancer. Et puis, comme il le dit, il a longtemps été. Un très grand fan, et je le suis bien sûr, vous le savez, un très grand fan de Symphony X, mais on ne va pas répéter tout le temps les mêmes morceaux, et c'est toujours important effectivement de se dire, bah, pour le coup, il faut quand même aussi proposer des choses de nouvelles pour avancer, et c'est exactement ce que fait DGM avec Life. Maybe one word about the band, Simone, because you are all together since so long time, and do you think it's a key for the success of the music of DGM to work with the same guys? Because you know everybody, you know what is the feeling of everybody, you know what is clearly the I would like to say the plus and the minus, and after that you can create everything, and everybody is pushing on the same way to provide some good music with DGM and so on. So what do you think about this band with working with so many times all together?
Yeah, I mean, this is the so far, this is the longest lineup the DGM had, because before I joined the band, they were changing lineup every record. There was someone changing.
I remember.
Yeah. and we've been together with this lineup since, I don't know, like 15 years or maybe more. And you know, sometimes in every relationship, you have like highs and lows. You have some moments in your career, in your artistic life, where you will love to change something or someone because you're not agreeing with someone.
Yeah.
But then when you create music together, you realize, oh, that's why we're together since many years, because we know each other, as you said, so well that nowadays it's so easy. I mean, I don't want to say it's easy to write songs, because that's the difficult part for me, but it's easy to realize that when we have the song done, after the fights, you know, there's always a fight, a good fight, you know, like the fight, oh, I want to do this. No, I want to do that. But when the song is done, to realize the music and produce the music is so easy, because we know each other so well that I know exactly what Marco likes to sing. I know exactly like my bass player, what he wants to play. I know exactly my drummer, and they know me. So they know how I want things to be in the record as a producer. And that's probably the key of I don't want to say success, because we're not a successful band in terms of commercial success, but I think we are a successful band in terms of relationship, you know, because between the highs and lows, we've been together so much time that we became a family. So it's like, again, sometimes it's not easy, but in the end it's really rewarding, you know, because you know each other so well that it becomes like playing, like knowing yourself. I know what I like, but I know even my singer what he likes and the other guys in the band.
Voilà, comme on disait, alors c'est aussi le clé, on va appeler ça le clé d'un bon groupe, le succès du groupe aujourd'hui, c'est que le groupe est présent, ils sont ensemble depuis très très longtemps, donc on va rappeler le nom du groupe, DGM bien sûr, mais on va passer le clavier Emmanuel Casali, le chanteur Marc Basile, le bassiste Andrea Arcangeli qu'on connaît bien, le batteur Fabio Constantino et bien sûr Simone Mularoni à la guitare. Alors ça fait des gens qui, comme je l'ai dit, c'est comme une vie, hein, des d'accord, on n'est pas d'accord, on veut mettre des choses là, mais à la fin, quand on écoute le travail qui a été fait par le groupe, on sait exactement où on va et c'est un grand, grand plaisir de travailler tous ensemble, en fait, hein. Alors, des fois, on n'est pas d'accord, des fois, on est d'accord, mais en tout cas, le groupe tient depuis très, très longtemps et c'est aussi pour moi la clé de ce succès de cet album Life qui est disponible, hein, je le rappelle, depuis le 17 novembre via Frontiers Records. Foncez l'acheter. Simone, two questions before we ending. First
Sure.
of all, the first one. When do you come in France? When do you have a tour? When do you share the stage with everybody? Because I think a lot of people waiting you, not only in France, but maybe a lot of Europe country. And of course, in the US, I remember the Atlanta show a couple of years ago. So Simone, when?
Everybody's asking, and it's right. I mean, we're not playing together as a band since probably 3-4 years because of the pandemic and stuff.
Yeah.
So we thought, okay, let's see how the album goes, if there's still interest about the band. And now we plan to do some rehearsals, some practice together just to find the chemistry again. And then we're just not sure if we want to do a full tour rather than single shows, you know, like maybe do 2-3 shows in France. And then in a few weeks or two shows, because you know nowadays for a band like us, it's not easy in terms of economics to do a full tour, you know, because the tour bus costs are crazy, and so maybe we're waiting to see if there's a good chance of a good tour rather than do like some private, not private, like some headlining shows by ourselves. But we definitely will be playing live in 2024, absolutely.
Yeah. And maybe we have the Frontiers Festival who is coming again. I hope so, cross finger. Maybe we can play on this new lineup who is coming. I don't know if it's in Milano or something like that, but maybe it's coming. It's recoming because, of course, this is one of the favorite show in Milan. I remember I coming a lot of time to see a lot of bands in Frontiers and so on. Voilà, on parlait avec Simone, on aimerait bien les revoir en concert quand même, parce que c'est quand même important de partager. Alors comme il a dit, il faut qu'ils se revoient tous, qu'ils se remettent à jouer des morceaux, qu'on voit comment ça marche, parce que bah oui, ils n'ont pas joué depuis un moment, ils ont beaucoup partagé pour créer cet album. Bon, on verra en tout cas. En tout cas, ils ont quand même joué un petit peu il n'y a pas très longtemps, parce qu'on va parler juste avant de finir de l'acoustic session qui a eu lieu il y a quelques jours, et ils ont joué tous ensemble. Simone, I think before we ending, you speak that of course you have to remake the chemistry between all, but I see some news that you play an acoustic show a couple of days ago. So what is your feeling, because playing DGM in acoustic, it look like crazy.
Yeah, I thought the same, but you know, we had this with this cool release party in a friend's pub, and in the beginning it was just the listening of the album, and then I thought, why people should pay the ticket to just listen to the album, which is already out. So let's give them something more. And we came up with the acoustic idea, but you know, like a short thing, you know, just a fan, a fan thing. And then my keyboard player, Manuele, he took the chance of arranging 5-6 songs, 3 new songs and 3 old songs in acoustic with piano and acoustic. And I was so happy because, you know, it was a totally different experience, and
for sure.
Yeah, and then we had the rehearsal in the afternoon before the gig, and we had so much fun because, you know, you focusing only on the song, everything else is out, you know, the big sound, the millions of notes in the solo, everything is out and only the song remains. And that and if it works, it means that the song is great, because people, and when we did this acoustic show, people were they were all singing the songs, and to me it was like, wow, so maybe we did something right, other than, you know, impressing people with super fast solos or whatever, all the other crap. So yeah, I don't know if it's only one experience in our career, but if there's a chance, we will be probably repeat, in somewhere an acoustic session.
And maybe you can prepare an acoustic records, maybe, I don't know, or maybe one song in the next with an acoustic version to share with everybody what is a DGM in acoustic. Maybe it would like a good idea.
Yeah, absolutely. And already, as I mentioned before, we're working on the next album already because we've written another album, and that album contains a lot of more acoustic moments,
Wow.
which are some of them are more melodic, some of them are more dark, like I don't wanna, I don't know, I don't even know like what, but some really different with a lot of acoustic guitars. And that might be I mean, I'm not saying that DGM is going full acoustic because I love playing big guitars, but the combination of the two elements, it might give more dynamic to the music of the band, definitely.
Voilà, bah, comme on disait, alors pour ceux qui ont suivi un petit peu la release partie de DGM avec Simonet, allez voir sur la page Facebook, il y a quelques extraits. On va certainement voir arriver quelques extraits en YouTube ou des choses comme ça. Mais ils ont joué acoustique. Alors, comme il le dit, c'était la découverte de l'album. Puis d'un seul coup, il a dit, ouais, on a payé un ticket, les gens ont payé un ticket, alors on va faire un petit quelque chose. Et puis avec le clavier Emmanuelle, ils avaient 5-6 chansons de prêtes. Ils ont joué en acoustique et puis ils ont trouvé ça tellement bien. Qu'il y aura des sujets acoustiques dans le prochain album, comme vous l'avez compris. Et puis peut-être qu'on verra bah, des gigs un peu plus acoustiques de DGM dans les semaines, dans les mois qui viennent. En tout cas, on se fera plaisir d'aller les voir quelque part. J'espère qu'on les verra, bien sûr, en France, mais c'est toujours hyper intéressant. Et franchement, cet album live qui est disponible depuis le 17 novembre, c'est un très, très bon album. Franchement, foncez l'acheter, il est super bien. Simonet, again, thank you so much for your time. Do you have just few words for the French listener with maybe listen for the first time DGM? It's a nightmare to say that, but
Oh, I'm sure there are plenty of people that never heard DGM, but I hope, every album you hope to gain a little bit more followers. So it's for us, it's not about the making big money. For us, it's more about spreading our music to the world and our taste to the world. So I really hope that everybody enjoyed or is enjoying the new album as much as we enjoyed making it. And we honestly can't wait to come back to France because we played a lot of gigs in France during the last years, and we always had so much fun with French people and French fans. So we cannot wait.